This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. World of Agriculture is brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. Colombia has fully reopened to U.S. beef trade. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
The Colombian government recently lifted its ban on U.S. beef originating from states in which H5N1 was detected in dairy cows. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that the reopening of beef trade comes after tireless work from the USDA and USTR officials.
In April of 2024, we started experiencing some access challenges related to the H5N1 issue. And we were up to 13 states that were not allowed to export to Colombia. So what has happened is that we were averaging about $3 million a month in exports. And once we got through April and into these restrictions, we're down to less than $1 million a month. So obviously a very adverse impact there.
Sourcing U.S. beef from eligible states became difficult when Colombia's restrictions were in place. Hallstrom said now there is work to be done to regain market share.
The U.S. isn't the only one that's figured out the value of these exports around the world. And in the case of Colombia, we were running at a clip of $3 million a month of exports. And then post-April, when we had these restrictions, we're down to less than $1 million per month. And other markets, competitors such as Canada, took advantage of that. And so it's really exciting that we're back to full access and we can now concentrate on regaining that lost market share.
For more information, visit usmef.org. You can find this story and more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.